From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was today in Uzbekistan, hoping to enlist support there for the battle against terrorism. The former Soviet Republic could become an important partner for the U.S. Today, Uzbekistan's president promised to make an air base available for humanitarian and rescue missions. But he stopped short of allowing American forces to use his country as a staging ground for attacks on neighboring Afghanistan. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports now from the capital, Tashkent.
Secretary Rumsfeld came away with at least part of what the United States hoped to get from Uzbekistan. Appearing together with Rumsfeld, Uzbek President Islam Karimov said his country would provide its airspace to U.S. military planes and helicopters. This is potentially important. Uzbekistan borders Afghanistan. It served as the staging ground for the Soviet Union's unsuccessful war in Afghanistan in the 1980s. It could be less problematic for Uzbekistan, with its stable but authoritarian government, to help the U.S. than Pakistan, where there is the risk of a backlash by Taliban supporters. Karimov said Uzbekistan was also giving the United States use of one of its military airfields. He refused to say which. Karimov added that there would be limits on U.S. use of the base.
We are providing one airfield for a limited number of transport planes and transport helicopters. I want to add that Uzbekistan is against the use of our territory for the launching of ground operations or carrying out airstrikes.
A Pentagon official traveling with Rumsfeld said a contingent of 1,000 light infantry troops was on its way to Uzbekistan. Karimov would not confirm this, except to mention that a group of U.S. specialists were in Uzbekistan to prepare the airfields. Karimov also ruled out for now U.S. special forces using Uzbekistan for the staging of commando operations into Afghanistan.
Special operations forces will not be allowed on the territory of Uzbekistan. I will repeat again that everything we are providing the United States is, first of all, for humanitarian and search and rescue missions.
Karimov said Uzbekistan wanted security guarantees from Washington before U.S. special forces could use Uzbekistan for staging missions into Afghanistan. Karimov said a joint agreement between the U.S. and Uzbekistan spelling out those guarantees was currently under discussion. Rumsfeld would not say what the U.S. was prepared to give Uzbekistan in exchange for use of its airspace and the base.
There have been no specific quid pro quos, if that's what you're looking for. The two countries have met, the two countries have talked, the two countries have agreed that the problem of terrorism is a serious one, and we have worked out a series of arrangements that make sense from both of our standpoints.
But at a news conference held later in the evening, Karimov repeated he wanted assurances from the United States. The U.S. should promise that it would protect Uzbekistan in the event of attack by the Taliban, he said. The Taliban has threatened a jihad against countries who cooperate with America in any attack on Afghanistan. The Uzbekistan government also faces an insurgency from Islamist militants who Karimov says are bankrolled by the Taliban. The militants, known as the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, are blamed for plotting to overthrow Karimov. Deadly bomb blasts in the capital Tashkent 2 years ago were also blamed on the movement. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tashkent.